You're listening to your NTD Audiocast, and my name is Ashok Molu. Experts believe there are more than 80,000 people infected with the parasite that causes Chagas disease in Europe and nearly 4,000 laboratory-confirmed cases. An evaluation of epidemiological data compiled over the past 10 years by experts from many European countries show that Chagas disease, also known as American trypanosomiasis, has been found in Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. Additional cases have also been diagnosed in Austria, Croatia, Denmark, Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Romania, and Sweden. Unlike Latin America, where transmission of the disease is mainly through a vector, its spread in Europe has, up until now, been non-vector-borne. Dr. Pedro Albajar Vinas is medical officer in charge of Chagas disease, Department of Control of Neglected Tropical Diseases in Geneva.
In Latin America, Chagas disease is transmitted mainly through vector transmission. It means these infected insects, blood-sucking insects, that actually defecate after taking blood. Vectors exist outside Latin America, but are less frequent and definitely are not infected. The first transmission route is definitely the vectorial one. In Europe, European people travels a lot, and actually we have as well infected people after returning from endemic areas, or even the adoption of child. Accident Laboratory, one of the first reported Chagas disease cases in Europe as well, is a possibility because this diagnosis is being implemented all around.
Population movement remained the basis of the emergence of Chagas disease outside Latin America. Many who migrated may not have known that they have the infection, and they form the core of the almost 80,000 cases in Europe. Dr. Jean Janet is coordinator, Intensified Disease Management, Department of Control of Neglected Tropical Diseases in Geneva.
So the majority of people infected by the parasite that causes Chagas disease and who are living in Europe doesn't know that they are affected by the disease. So there are two risks that they represent. The first one is for themselves, as they can develop very, very severe complications who could lead to the death. The second one is the risk of transmitting the disease through blood donation, through organ transplant, and also from mother to child. So to conclude, I would like to say that it's a real ethical duty to take care of these people. And the second one is to carefully avoid to stigmatize people moving from one part of the world to the other one.
A recent informal meeting of European public health officials and Chagas disease experts in Geneva has strongly recommended European countries to convert previous technical recommendations to public health decisions. Dr. Joseph Genza is from the Public Health Agency of Barcelona, Spain.
Chagas disease in non-endemic countries is one of the most relevant diseases in migrant populations. So I think that the main challenge that non-endemic countries have at present is to integrate the information that every country and every health institution has by themselves, and to share this information under the umbrella of the Neglected Diseases Department of WHO. Among the emerging and non-endemic diseases in Europe in the area of infectious diseases, probably Chagas is one of the main challenges that we have to deal with. As far as we have about 4,000 confirmed cases that we have been able to identify for the last 10 years. And as far as a new disease for many countries and for many professionals or health professionals, probably this figure have to be adjusted in the upper levels. that's a very serious topic. Politicians and public health responsibles have to be aware at the European level and also at the national level.
Chagas disease, which has also been detected in Australia and Japan, is a chronic condition that affects millions of people in the Americas. It is caused by a protozoan parasite and is named after Dr. Carlos Chagas, who first discovered the disease in 1909. In Latin America, the parasite is mostly transmitted to humans through contact with the feces of the infected vector, a beetle-like bug, also called a triatomine bug, which emerges at night for a blood meal. During the most serious stage, which may take years to manifest, Chagas disease can lead to debilitation caused by the progressive destruction of the heart muscle and, more frequently, sudden death.